Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
It is I, friends. It is I. I am me, and I'm here today, alone. It's so funny when I'm doing this alone. I'm just like sitting here in headquarters in Venice, deep inside your large intestine, all lonely, while I'm surrounded by trillions of microbes, which is pretty fun, but they're not very talkative. They're quite boring because they're very busy. They're very busy. Joe is in India. He should be back soon, and I can't wait to have him back so we can have more wonderful conversations. We're getting such great feedback with the fact that he is joined me here at Stuff Your Doctor Should Know and bringing such a wonderful vibe and wonderful experiences and stories and knowledge and wisdom to the show. I love it. But he won't be back until next week, I don't think. So in the meantime, friends, you're stuck with me. By myself, me and Dita and the microbes. Listen, I have some cool news. I don't know if those of you have listened to my past podcasts with Morley Robbins. He is the man who founded the Magnesium Advocacy Group on Facebook, which is massive. And he sought me out because he felt like his information regarding mineral balance and toxic iron overload and copper imbalance and all these fancy words for the root of illness, that it would be useful in my group, the Estrogen Dominance Support Group on Facebook. He felt like it was all really relevant information. And so for a few years now, he's helped me with my health, with my hormones, and he's also helped me, helped a lot of other people, thousands and thousands of people. And he's come on to my show a few times, and a lot of his information was very confusing for me in the beginning. And it's still, some of it's still challenging for me, especially because it kind of flies in the face of some of the things I've learned in the past. But he's coming back again, only this time it's face to face. We're going to have a face off. He's going to be in California. If you go to my Facebook page on Healthy Gut Girl, you'll see the flyer there and you can come and see him speak. He's in Pasadena in Arcadia. And then he'll also be, I think, in a couple of other places on the West Coast, going to do a live podcast from, I think, Marina Del Rey or from here in Venice. Actually, it's not live. It won't be live for you guys, but we will be face-to-face, and it's very cool. So if you have questions that you want me to ask him regarding anemia and toxic iron overload and hemoglobin and ferritin levels and all those kinds of things that a lot of us get caught up with in dealing with our health journey, please, oh, vitamin D is a good one. Any of those questions, send them to me, email them to me, get them to me on Instagram or on Facebook or Twitter, tweet them out, Insta Snapchat them, whatever you got to do, smoke signals, get them to me so we can ask Morley and we can take him to task on all these cool things. And you know, what's crazy about that is the first few times that he and I chatted, he's the nicest guy in the world. Otherwise, we probably would have, you know, like gone at it. He's so nice. And it was so contrary to what I had learned and contrary to a lot of conventional information that you hear also from your medical professionals, you know, about vitamin D. You know, you shouldn't supplement with vitamin D and the reasons why. We're not going to talk about that now, but it was hard for me to hear that info. And this, you know, I'm not here to stand on my soapbox and preach my word like it's some kind of religion. You know, I'm just sharing information with you, things that I hear, things that I learn, things that I research, things that have helped me, things that have helped my clients. And it may not be conventional science. You know, it might be things that there are no, you know, meta-analysis for, there are no studies for yet, there are no medical journals written about yet. And if they are, they're kind of elusive or they're just brand new and that doesn't make them wrong, you know? And so you have to, I think, in today's day and age, it really people who are sticklers for there has to be these, you know, double blind placebo tests just or else I won't even listen to it or whatever. I think it's you're doing yourself a disservice, especially if you are suffering and you aren't getting better from what you know or you're not able to help your clients and you keep running up against challenges and you can't help them at all. You have to start saying, okay, wait a second. If there isn't a study about this, that doesn't mean that it can't help. It doesn't mean that I have to ignore it. You know, I can stick my toe in the water and see if it works. Because let me tell you, there are too many variables now. There's not enough money out there or interest in the big pharma and these big colleges to do studies on alternative therapies. There's just not. They don't care. There's not enough money in it. And there's too many variables. You know, when you've got this perfect storm of, you know, I'm talking very generally right now, but a perfect storm of everything from the toxic burden from our food to the toxic load from our air to the toxic burden of stress and the unprecedented levels of, you know, electromagnetic frequency that we are surrounded by on a daily basis. All these things that people used to think were BS. You know, people used to think that Wi-Fi and microwaves didn't really hurt you. But now there's science coming out, real science, actual science coming out showing that it does. And no one's done the studies on taking an infant and studying an infant who's been brought up on formula, whose mother had gut dysbiosis, who then they've been vaccinated to, you know, the full schedule. And then they're brought up on pesticided food and they're brought up on genetically modified food. And then they also have genetic predispositions to stuff. Nobody's done studies like that. They've maybe done a study using genetically modified food on 20 rats in Germany in 19, you know what I mean? Like nobody's done the Rubik's Cube of variables and studied these things. It's really difficult to do. There's not a lot of interest in it. There's not a lot of money in it. And they're too busy making a whole lot of money on these things like, you know, Wi-Fi, like 5G and 2G and the fancy phones and, you know, pesticides that are making food more readily available and last longer and GMOs that also make food more, you know, shelf worthy. And so it's just the machine is bigger than the need for studying its outcome long term on everybody and everything. It's tough. So I lost my train of thought, but I think that is valuable, right? What I said, I think. Morally. So Morally Robbins. See, I could just sit here and laugh at myself all alone. It's actually kind of weird. So Morally's going to be here. It's going to be awesome. I'm guessing the air date will be latter part of March. In the 20s, I think. Looking forward to it. We're going to talk about gut dysbiosis and toxic iron overload and the root cause of potentially he wants to talk about my book, my first book, The Gut Health Diet for Beginners, and what he thinks is driving gut dysbiosis. So that's going to be a cool conversation. And as you know, I hope you know, I got this wonderful opportunity to write a second book, and that's going to be more specific to people that actually have a diagnosis, a gut-related diagnosis like IBD or IBS or Crohn's or colitis or any of these types of major gut imbalances. It's more specific. It's more strict. It's still going to have 75 recipes, but they're going to be a lot more strict. But still not as strict as low FODMAP and body ecology and gut health. I almost said my own book. the gut and psychology syndrome and AIP. Still not quite that strict, actually, because I don't believe in that. I believe there still needs to be a little bit of give when you're trying to heal. I don't think, unless you're in a hospital dying or really suffering, I don't think that the diet should be that restrictive. I think there needs to be a little bit of give. But anyway, we'll talk about that another time. Okay, so I want to talk about our wonderful and fantastic sponsors that I have, I really want to talk about the fact that Just Thrive Probiotic is amazing. I want to talk about the fact that I've been using it in a lot of programs of mine with clients recently with gut issues that have had a very difficult time healing and have gone through every single route possible to try to get better. And I started, I think I've mentioned this in the past, and I mentioned it with Kiran Krishnan, who is the microbiologist who was my guest a couple times. And he, we talked about the concept or the idea that I had been adding the spore-based probiotic Just Thrive into a rectal implant in order to overcome certain imbalances in the bowel. And I, it was just an experiment the first few times, but now I feel like my anecdotal data is smashing. I think I've had enough experiences now over the last 2 years of doing it that I can confidently say that it is an extremely safe way to attempt to bring balance to the microbiome or to bring some harmony where there is some disharmony in your gut. And that is, you know, using the spore-based probiotic in a little slurry that you would make and some water, about 2 ounces of water, and then inserting it rectally. And you can do that using an anal syringe. You can do that using a nasal bulb that you use to suck the boogers out of babies. You can use it's hard to use an enema kit because it's such a little amount of water that it's difficult to get it. Unless you've got an enema bag, that could work. So it's amazing because a lot of the issue that probiotics have and that the research coming out is about the fact that these probiotics are not making it past the stomach acid, and they're helping. Some people experience relief, so they're like, well, I'm taking it, how come I'm doing so well? Because a lot of these bacteria strains that are in probiotics help you to digest your food, like cooked food. It helps you with consuming, with whatever you're eating, and it's kind of hanging out in the stomach and helping you there. But for them to make it past the stomach acid, past the small intestine, which is, they don't belong in the small intestine, and then into the large intestine, where they are then supposed to proliferate there. They're supposed to make more. They're supposed to make babies in there and colonize your bowel. It's not happening. It's not just not happening. And that's the research is showing. So unfortunately, a lot of money is being wasted on these expensive products that aren't really doing the job. So these spore-based probiotics come in like a little shell. They're like a tiny, itty-bitty, microscopic little capsule almost, like a little shell. And they sort of hatch. They know when they're in the large intestine, whether it's based on temperature, I don't know, acidity, pH in the bowel, and they know they're there, and they kind of break open, and then they're able to, and they're protected by this casing, and they're able to kind of like latch on and hang out in there and sort of inoculate the large intestine, which is the bomb, right? But so many people have this gut dysbiosis where stomach is messed up, small intestine's messed up, they've got SIBO, they've got, you know, malabsorption. There's all these reasons that things are not happening as they should. So the spore-based probiotics are amazing to take orally, but then to open the capsule into a little slurry and insert it rectally is also brilliant because these spore-based probiotics go straight to where they need to be. And I've seen some tremendous results with eczema, SIBO, IBS, leaky gut, autoimmune conditions, and then just general stuff like energy levels, foggy head malaise, I can hear you guys screaming it at me, head fog, foggy head, you know what I mean, I've got it right now. Anyway, all of these types of things that come along with autoimmune leaky gut and chronic fatigue, these types of things I'm seeing a lot of change in, and that's a huge, huge deal. And so if you're interested, there's one called Megaspore. It has like an extra strain in it. I think it's a little more expensive. You have to get it through a practitioner. The one that I'm using is Just Thrive, and thriveprobiotic.com, and you can use the coupon code HGG, as in Healthy Gut Girl, 20, as in 20% off. So give that a try. It's the best part about it is it's safe. You know, you're not dealing with the consideration of a fecal microbiota transplant, you know, inserting a donor's fecal matter in your body, whether it's through a practitioner or people are getting crazy and they're doing it online themselves. You can go onto YouTube and see it. People are doing it themselves because they're taking a donor that's healthier than they are and they're rectally inserting this stuff. You know, poop from another person who's healthier than they are, and they're trying to get well. You know, I'm sure some of them are freaky, but most of them, that's how much they're suffering. That's how much they are not getting help. That's how much doctors are baffled when they show up in their office and they're suffering and they're dying and they just keep giving them more and more medication and saying, oh, change your diet. This is how desperate people are. And the amount of gut imbalance, gut issues, gut problems that people are experiencing these days is out of control. This amazing quote I just read the other day, our gut bacteria contains the same metabolic pathway found in plants that is targeted and disrupted by Roundup. It is any wonder, or is it any wonder, that leaky gut, IBD, colitis, and other gastrointestinal diseases have spiked since the onset of Roundup Ready GMO crops? Is it any wonder? Dr. Stephanie Seneff, PhD, senior research scientist at MIT. I mean, you know, guys, this is like, people were laughing. You know, I was working with Dr. Marshall years and years ago, and people were literally laughing at me. And other people, when you bring this up and you say, you know what, I think I'm gluten intolerant because I think the pesticides are killing me, or I'm looking, you know, you're telling someone that you're having, could be, maybe you should try to go organic. I think this is affecting your microbiome. They don't know yet. So let's just be safe and eat organic. Literally laughing, literally. And these are medical professionals, trainers, nutritionists, like laughing. And now it's like, who's laughing now? Really? Nobody. We're all sad and upset and can't believe this stuff is real. That's what's upsetting. So, the gut. It's all about the gut. It's all about clearing out the gut, rehabilitating the gut terrain, reestablishing healthy gut terrain. And it's all possible. So my Gut Health Diet for Beginners book, you can get it on Amazon. You can start there if you're a beginner. It's super basic. There's only 5 ingredients in each recipe of my book. Only 5 ingredients. Come on, guys. You don't have to be a kitchen fan. You can just go in there and pick a recipe and it's going to be a breeze. So that's one place you can start. It doesn't have to be overwhelming, you know? You know, I had a talk. Have you guys ever done Marco Polo? Marco Polo, my girlfriends have me addicted to this silly thing, but I don't know why it's addicting. It's just this app that's, I describe it as like video texting. It's kind of like WhatsApp, but not. It's instead of having to sit there and text with my thumbs or talk into the, you know, speaker or whatever, you just like send a video and it's a text video. Anyway, we talk a lot more, my girlfriends and I. It's really cool. And we got onto this conversation about bad fats. And I was saying that in my new book, I'm avoiding using any refined oils because I think it's one of the massive major contributors to gut dysbiosis and to congested liver and to disturbing digestion entirely. And hormones, ultimately, because once you congest your liver and your gallbladder, now you've got issues with your hormones. And one of the common denominators between, okay, let me put it this way. When I was interning with Dr. Marshall, working with him and managing his clinic, every single day we're dealing with people of all shapes, sizes, walks of life, diet preferences, blood types, you name it, genetic predispositions, you name it. And some people would be omnivores. Some people would have the standard American diet. Some people would come in and be vegetarians their whole life. Some would be vegan, everything. But they were all coming to see him or me. And they were all coming in there because they were sick. They were dealing with chronic illness or non-communicable diseases that they couldn't rectify, they couldn't fix with the help of conventional methods. And they were coming in there, and I thought, man, this person's a vegan. This person's up on paleo. This person is a carnivore. This person, whatever. This person's super fit. This person's an athlete, and they're a vegetarian, and they're dealing with gut problems, or they're dealing with chronic eczema or migraines that take them down where they can't even function and have to stay in a dark room for 4 days before they can even, you know, peek out and try to have a normal life. It was amazing. And I thought, what's going on here? You know, there's so many different possibilities of what could be going on. But one of the things that everyone had in common, no matter what they did or ate or whatever, and that was they all consumed refined oils, all of them. Some people lived in the mountains. Some people lived on a farm. Some people lived in the city. Some people traveled for a living. Everyone. Some people had kids, some people didn't. Some people were in their 20s, some people were little kids. Some people were adults, old people on death's door. What did they have in common? They all consumed refined oils. And so Dr. Marshall was like, refined oils are really bad because the second they're extracted from, I call it their mother, they're extracted from their source, from their mother, the second olive oil is squeezed out of the olive, the second peanut oil is squeezed out of a peanut, soybean oil, canola oil, rapeseed oil, the second you remove the oil from its mother, instantaneously it's oxidizing, which means that it's being damaged. It's being damaged by oxygen. It's becoming damaged. So by the time it goes through the manufacturing process, it gets bottled, it gets sent out to be distributed and put on shelves, it sits on the shelf, it gets purchased, it comes home, it sits in your cupboard, maybe it sits on the shelf next to the stove, maybe it gets exposed to light, maybe it's in a clear bottle, maybe it's in a green bottle. This is time that these oils are getting to oxidize. Then you go out to dinner. The oils, they have them in plastic squirt bottles and they're using it in excess. They are putting it in products, processed foods, canola oil. Everything has oil in it. Everything has some version of a refined oil in it. And so Dr. Marshall's research, and also this is no longer just his research, there's a lot of people doing this research, showing that these fats are taxing the gallbladder and the liver, because the liver is responsible for, you know, emulsification of the fat. That's its first function, right? It's got 500 functions, the liver, just about. And the first one is dealing with the fat that you consume. And then the gallbladder is its little garage, right? It's holding the bile, which is going to help break down and emulsify the fat and deal with that. And of course, it does a lot of other things. But once that becomes taxed, once it becomes overloaded and congested, you know, you're going to have issues. You're going to have issues with weight loss. You're going to have issues with gallbladder, with gallstones. You're going to have issues with hormones. You're going to have issues with fatty liver. You're going to have issues with skin problems. You're going to have problems. The list is never ending. Now what we're finding out is these damaged fats actually harm the microbes in your gut. So now we've got that problem too. So I know this isn't good news. It's really depressing because refined oils are in absolutely everything. And so I would suggest something that you can try to do is taking a little break from having refined oils for a little while. Dr. Marshall used to say, just call it a vacation, because it's kind of like, if you look at it in a positive way, it might be a little bit easier to take on. And instead, acquiring your fat from a more, from its source, like having it with its mother, so to speak. Also, saturated fats don't damage as quickly as these refined oils do. That's why, you know, when you use tallow or lard or ghee or butter or coconut oil, they don't damage as quickly. They have a higher smoking temperature, and I would recommend that. Even though it is oil, and if you were truly going to do an oil-free diet, then you would eliminate those as well. But I feel like we don't get enough fat in our diet, and it's hard to just get it from avocado, nuts, and fish. So, you know, getting it from a food, of course, but also coconut oil. I've been using tallow and pork fat and duck fat lately, and it's phenomenal. It makes everything taste so much better. But once again, you got to be careful with it. You know, you can't smoke it. You can, you know, can't bring it to a smoking temperature. You shouldn't cook with it at really, really high temperatures. So fat damage is really easy. And that's the problem with nut butters as well. Like, you know, when the second you crush a nut to get the oil out, you're oxidizing that fat. So nut butters have a similar quality. So it's a lot of people gorge on nut butters, gorge. They eat so much nut butter. And I am a fan, but of course not peanut butter, because we all know peanuts have aflatoxin in them, which is, peanuts are on the top five most allergy triggering foods out there. So I would definitely avoid that. But, you know, sunflower butter and almond butter and cashew butter and pecan butter now I'm seeing, and tahini, and all these different types of nut butters. They're very concentrated, so you're having tons and tons of a concentrated food. You know, you're getting so much of it, and you're also, the fat is damaged. So I like the idea you can crush your own nuts when you go to Whole Foods, but then I question how long those nuts have been sitting in that machine. You can't make yourself crazy about it. I say moderation, take it easy with the nuts. You know, be careful about the oils, those refined oils. Use olive oil, high quality olive oil for dressings, like salad dressings and things. I wouldn't cook with it. I cook with coconut oil. I cook with ghee. And completely get rid of your vegetable oils. Vegetable oil is just the worst. It's the worst. Canola oil, you know, Dr. Marshall used to say, canola oil is great if you're a desk. So just basically it's not good. You know, these things are toxic. They're toxic. It's a toxic thing. Anyway, you know, you can believe me or not believe me, but if you're not feeling well and you've tried everything else, give refined oils a vacation for a little bit and see if you do better without them. You know, there's all these things we can try. We can dip our toe in the water and see if we like it and see if it helps us. And you can't do it for 2 days, by the way. You know, you've got to do it for a good amount of time, at least 10 days. That's the minimum amount. And then, you know, if you notice some things getting better, and keep an eye on the subtle changes too. Like, yeah, we want the eczema and psoriasis to go away, or we want the dandruff to go away, or we want the hives to go, whatever. The big things we want to go away. But pay attention to the really little things too. Like maybe you're flossing and you notice that your gums aren't bleeding anymore, or they're bleeding less. Maybe your breath feels nicer, fresher when you wake up or throughout the day. Maybe your dandruff is going away. Maybe you are sleeping through the night, or maybe your partner notices that you aren't snoring as much. Those are little things that are a sign of more to come. And those are the things we have to keep an eye on. That's why I say just like journal about it. When you're trying to do a diet elimination, or you're doing my gut health diet for beginners, or if you're doing my total gut makeover, which is my online program, which is on sale right now. A little shameless plug there. Go to healthygutgirl.com and click on the total gut makeover. It's like kind of like my book, Gut Health Diet for Beginners, and Total Gut Makeover. They go together. It's guidance for you to start to clean up your kitchen, clean up your gut, clean up your lifestyle. And I recommend always journaling what you're feeling. You know, wow, I ate eggs today, and for the first time, my nose wasn't running for half the day. Or I had, you know, some lemon water and I got nauseous. Or I did a coffee enema and I felt amazing, like Superwoman. You know, things like that. You just start to journal about it and notice the little changes. because they're more important than the big changes. Yeah, big changes are awesome, of course. When you get to the top of Mount Everest, you're like, F yeah. But, you know, when you reach those different summits, like you reach those different levels of, I don't know what they're called in mountain climbing, but I just saw, what's it called, Free Solo the other day. So now I'm like, I've got Free Solo on the brain. Have you seen that? You guys, you got to see this movie. I'm not into mountain climbing. There is no amount of money you could pay me to even just climb a mountain like that. There's nothing appealing to me. But watching someone else torture themselves like that is so fascinating. Like, what makes a person's brain tick like that? Wow. Amazing. Look, I'm glad they're doing it because I was fully entertained. So congratulations to them for that Oscar they won. But yeah, so you reach these different, what are they called? Pinnacles, markers, points, I don't know, Sherpas. Where does Sherpa fit in there? They reach these points and it's like, you know, they're milestones. They're milestones. You reach it and you're like, oh my God, I just did that. If I failed now, I came this far and that's awesome. And those are important for us too in our daily life. Just little things. Oh my gosh, I woke up today and I just realized I didn't get up to pee throughout the night, which is a big deal. We shouldn't be getting up at all. We should be sleeping solid for 5 hours at least, and then a little bit of wakey-wakey for another 3 hours. But you should sleep for 5 hours uninterrupted. If you're getting up every night at 1 a.m. and then again at 3 a.m. to have a pee, that's a problem. It's a sign. It's a little light on your dashboard saying, alert, alert, we could have low air in our back tire. Alert, alert, you could need to change your oil soon. These are all little signs. So when those things improve, you have to celebrate. You have to, because they're just a sign of more fantastic things to come. And they're also little signposts that say, hey, you're on the right track. You're doing the right thing. You're doing the right thing. It might be the smallest thing, but we have this habit of wanting massive change. And then 6 months go by and you're just complaining and you're ready to give up. And then you look back on that 6 months and you go, oh my gosh, I'm sleeping through the night. I'm not getting cystic acne on my chin. I haven't fought with my spouse in ages. I have whatever, you know, all of a sudden you're like, wow, that's a lot of good stuff. And then 2 years down the line, 4 years down the line, you're healthier than you've ever been and you can't even believe it. So back to Free Solo. That's the thing, you know, you get to the summit and you look down and you're like, I did it. Yeah, it was torturous and yeah, it was hard. And yeah, you know, I'll never do it again. That's the difference, right? When you're climbing a mountain, you get to the top and that's it. You don't have to do it again. With this stuff, it's ongoing. It's a lifetime of mountain climbing. Well, that was depressing. Sorry. Life's hard, man. If anybody told you otherwise, they were not being kind. So, I think that's what I had to say. I think I talked long enough about some useful information regarding fats in the gut and Just Thrive probiotic HGG20 coupon code. If you want to do some shopping, let me tell you, go to the show notes in this podcast first and see if there are any coupon codes you can use for what you need. Don't just get online and be like, oh, she talked about a liver supplement. I'm going to get it. Because you're probably going to spend more money is the problem. And you might end up getting something that is not approved by HGG, which means it could have magnesium stearate in it and it could have a whole bunch of stuff that's just not good for you. So check out my shopping coupon codes. And that's on the show notes of this podcast and all of them. You can also go to healthygutgirl.com. And click on the shop page and sign up for your own Premier Research Labs account for free. Okay, it's for free. There's no obligation. The information just doesn't go. They don't use it for any other reason. You have your own account to a nutraceutical company that makes pure, high quality, top of the line nutrition. You can go through that and skim around and look at what they offer. They have infrared heating pads. They have inversion tables. They have dehydrators, they have shower filters, and I approve of all of it, almost all of it. I don't approve of their magnesium product. I love their soaps. I love their skin wash. I use it for makeup remover. They have so much good stuff. They have limonene for people that don't have gallbladders and need help to emulsify their fats since their gallbladder can't do it. Limonene is a oil of orange, and you can put a couple drops in a sip of water when you're having a fatty meal, and it does the work for your gallbladder. They have oil of oregano, which I used to travel with and, you know, keep from getting sick every time I travel. What else? It's good for herpes or cold sores. If you feel one coming on, you can rub the coconut or the oregano oil on the lesion or where it feels like it's going to get, where it's tingling. I would do that with a little coconut oil too, because the oregano oil is kind of caustic. It's pretty spicy and hot and can burn your skin. Although I'm used to that stuff. I like to put it on my nostrils and then on the back of my tongue when I travel, because it keeps, protects you. It's just a really good antifungal, antibacterial, anti-everything. They've got so many good things. Of course, they have the basics, the hydrochloric acid and the digestive enzymes. They've got greens mix powders and colostrum. One of my favorite products that they have is the colostrum powder. And they have the estroflavone, which has DIM in it, which is diendylmethane, which helps you to balance out, quote unquote, bad estrogen, okay? Not just the potentially harmful estrogen. It helps convert it to beneficial estrogen, and a lot of other herbs in that product that help to normalize hormone function. It's very, very, very good stuff. Potent and powerful stuff. And what else? That's it, friends. I think that I've just talked about enough. The Body Ecology Fermentation course is still on sale. Go to, I would just Google Body Ecology Fermentation course and it'll come up and you'll see my face there. And I teach this whole course for Donna Gates in her program, Body Ecology 101, I think it's called. Body Ecology 101. And it's on sale. So you can learn how to ferment your own food, learn how to ferment everything, coconut water, dairy kefir, you can ferment. I think there's even a nut, how to ferment nuts and make nut cheese, and there's vegetables and ways to use them and the science and the art behind it all. And it's really a good course. It's a wonderful course that always does well. And then I did mention my Total Gut Makeover, which is on healthygutgirl.com, and you can click on the Total Gut Makeover, and that will help guide you through your first steps of cleaning up your digestion. Please follow me on healthygutgirl_, because that's the way the world works now. Isn't that crazy? Instagram, it's important that I have your ear and your eyes. It matters to me because I love the support. I love your input. I love your feedback. It helps me to shape what I'm going to talk about. It helps shape what I'm going to write about. It tells me what everyone wants to know. And then I can go research things, and then I can customize these shows and my books and my blogs and my posts and my memes for you. Because that's why I'm here, for you. And you know, I want to, just before I close up, the new progesterone oil that I'm using, MoPro. It's amazing. It's fantastic. So if you want to check out more about that, you'll need to go on to healthygutgirl.com, and there's on the shop page, you'll see the banner there, and check it out. And if you have questions, just send me some questions, friends. All right. Thank you so much, and we'll talk to you soon. Yay!